My car slid into the usual spot in our two-car garage. I stayed in the vehicle a little longer than usual as a futile attempt at procrastination, since I had to go inside to get dinner prepared either way. At least I no longer had to do the cooking, but it would have been a welcome distraction. I got out of the car and I shivered after thinking about what happened here the past 2 days. AB, open the door for Clementine. The door opened to allow me to enter the house. Welcome, Clementine, said our AB unit on the wall near the door. Automated butler units had taken off in the last 5 years, and while there were bugs at first, all the kinks had been worked out a couple years ago. Every once in a while, there was a news story about a system getting infected by a virus. But those were rare, and they were front-page stories, which may have made them seem more frequent than they were. Viruses really weren't things to worry about since we literally did hear about each case, and there were only about 3 cases a year. For me, the lack of a virus is what had me on edge on this day. I went to our elevator. AB, open elevator. The doors opened and I stepped inside. AB, second floor. The doors closed and I was taken up a level. I walked into the master bedroom. AB, take out pajamas for Clementine. A drawer at the bottom of the closet opened and revealed a purple flannel shirt and pants. I took off my work clothes. AB, take out laundry basket. Another drawer opened at the bottom of the closet and I deposited my dirty clothes into it. AB, close laundry basket. Wash clothes. After changing my clothes, I went to the AB unit on the wall. AB, place dinner orders. Place order for Clementine, said the voice I'd programmed. Spaghetti and meatballs, end order. The screen displayed my order. Next order, I said. Place order for Jonathan, said the AB unit. Black bean tacos, end order. No more orders. Confirm that there will be no order placed for guest, said AB. Suddenly it felt like there was a rock weighing down my stomach. I looked around me. There was no guest. This was the 3rd day this had happened. Guests don't get programmed in by humans because the AB system knows how many people are in the house. The occupants' names are programmed and guests' names can be programmed if you desire. If those same guests return, the AB system will recognize them using facial recognition software. Delete guest. No more orders, I said. Guest deleted. When should dinner be ready? 6:30. When we first got the AB system, learning all the commands and ways to phrase things so that the AB could understand took a bit of work. The process of going through commands wasn't so tedious anymore. I went to the living room to relax on the couch with a book. Midway through the 2nd page, I heard the AB unit speaking in another part of the house, but it wasn't clear what was being said. I was the only person in the home, so something wasn't right. Beethoven's For Elise started playing through the speakers in the house. That wasn't possible without a command. My hands became clammy. AB, turn off music. Name speaker who gave command to play music. The speaker was guest, said AB. The hairs on the back of my neck stood on end. Delete guest. Guest deleted. AB, scan for virus, I said. Scanning. No virus detected, AB said. What was going on? I hadn't heard of anything happening like this in the past couple years. Then I heard the AB unit speaking off in the distance. For Elise began playing again. A chill ran up my spine. AB, turn off music. Delete guest. Nobody named guest to delete. AB, give name of speaker who gave last command to play music. The speaker was Benjamin. We didn't know a Benjamin. My elbows moved in tightly to my sides, and I slunk down on the couch. A.B., when was Benjamin's name programmed, and who programmed the name? The name Benjamin was programmed 7 minutes ago by Benjamin. My body became rigid. A.B., turn on television. Show me photograph of Benjamin on television. The television turned on. No photograph available. That wasn't possible. A.B., where is Benjamin? Benjamin is currently moving through the house, A.B. said. A.B. spoke again. Benjamin is located in the living room. I was in the living room. No one else was with me. A.B., update system, then scan for virus. Updating. After around 10 minutes, A.B. said, scanning. No virus detected. Perhaps the system update fixed some bug. A.B., list house occupants. The house occupants are Clementine, Jonathan, and Benjamin. Delete Benjamin. Benjamin deleted. Shortly after, A.B. said, programming house occupant Benjamin. There is no fucking Benjamin. I coiled my hands through my hair at the crown of my head and I began to tug. Message from Benjamin for Clementine. Hello, Clementine. Those violet pajamas look quite comfortable. End of message. Did someone hack into the system? Perhaps someone from outside was using the house's cameras? I cupped one hand in front of my other, and I held up my middle finger behind the wall of flesh. There was no way a camera could see what I was doing. Benjamin, what am I doing now? Message from Benjamin or Clementine. A rude gesture. Tisk, tisk. End of message. My breathing became more shallow. A.B., show log on television of everyone who entered the house this week. A spreadsheet appeared on the television. Benjamin had arrived 2 days ago, and he had never left. I got a hunch, and my stomach felt queasy. Benjamin, what is your last name? Message from Benjamin for Clementine Kingston. End of message. A.B., internet search, keywords, quotes around Benjamin Kingston, end quotes, and keywords. Narrow search to this week. Display results on television. The search results appeared on the TV. The first article caught my attention immediately. I stuttered a bit as I said, A.B., display first internet hit. Benjamin Kingston, age 65, passed away in a car crash 3 blocks from my residence 2 days ago. When he was brought to the hospital, Benjamin was dead on arrival. It appeared the interloper might be a permanent new occupant in my house.